What we're about to talk about will shock everyone. Armstrong and Getty's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
It will shock them because no one knows what we're going to talk about, including me.
Ha! Gotcha.
Jack is off doing important stuff with the family.
Yeah.
And he's always worried about, well, what are we going to talk about? I always say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I got 50 things in front of me. We'll talk about one of them. Zingo, zingo. Michelangelo, what do you want to talk about? He had no idea I was going
to
ask him.
No, I want to talk about voice products, like Google's products and stuff like that. Do you trust them, or is it
to the point
where you will not buy them?
Oh, no,
My girlfriend will not let me buy them.
Well, good for her.
She says, don't bring them in the house.
Well, listen, and your personal life is your personal life. So, I know you're a pretty private guy, but is she of a libertarian bent, or just a skeptic?
Just a skeptic. I mean, yeah. She just doesn't trust the company. She just
figures
these things are hooked up to something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how many times, and listen, I shouldn't complain about anything because I have a good life, but I don't remember things well enough to be like a super hardcore cable news commentator. Oh, she's claiming that. Do you remember in 1984 when she claimed that? Because I don't remember that crap. And I don't remember all the, well, we have the ability to watch you through our cameras, but we didn't realize it was happening. It was an accident. It was an app maker, a rogue app maker.
Right.
But or a microphone or whatever, or now it's the Nest thing.
Yes, yeah, correct.
But, see, I can't memorize those things, but I know there have been like 10 of them, and all fairly recently. So, I mean, if you don't have a high level of suspicion, I just think you're a sap.
I'm simultaneously not cool with what they're doing, but I also, just because I don't think there's much magnets for them to pull out my information that they're searching for. So from an individual level, I'm not that worried. But from a
like a microphone / camera thing specifically?
Yeah, or? Like if I have an Amazon Echo in my house, I am not me personally worried that somehow I'm going to call somebody I don't intend to, or something's going to get out there, just from the school of fish during a shark attack sort of
mindset. I see. You're merely a data point,
yes,
and nothing they're taking is of harm to you.
I am not being targeted for any reason, but philosophically, the fact that these things are there and that the tech companies seem to constantly be caught off guard on how they're actually being used is troubling.
Yeah, but what if there are trigger words that the device is listening for, and you happen to be on a phone call with a friend, you're goofing around, and you say riot, you say gas bomb, I don't know, but all of a sudden that triggers a recording and raises an alert somewhere.
And then
like the Department of Justice demanding over and over again a back door to iPhones.
Right.
At some point, you know, they're going to have Google in a good enough headlock, because remember, Google is America's number one biggest lobbyist.
Correct.
At some point, they're going to compel them to share something I think we're really uncomfortable with. And if they have such all-encompassing access, they have that much access to what we say and what we're doing and what we're wearing and the rest of it. I don't know. One of the great principles of female self-defense, which I've mentioned on the show more than once, you know, being married to a gal, I'm completely straight. Those rumors you've heard, please. Totally married to a woman. Anyway, so I got a wife and I got two daughters and I got a sister. So through the years, I've been pretty aware of women's self-defense.
Gotcha.
And the number one thing they always teach is trust your gut, which is so anti-social justice warrior. Mm-hmm. I don't even know, did the young social justice warrior gals even take the self-defenses classes anymore? Because all the experts tell them, if you're walking through a parking lot at night, for instance, and you start to feel weird, do not shout down that feeling. That feeling is warning you. Trust that feeling. Love that feeling.
Right.
If you see somebody and you think there's something bothering me about them, I can't put my finger on it, do not try to reason yourself out of that feeling. That feeling is hundreds of thousands of years old.
Right.
And it is warning you.
You know,
and so to get back to the tech thing.
Right.
If you're thinking, well, Google is not looking at me in my underpants.
Or if they are, go ahead.
Right, exactly. if I would suggest to you, if the fact that they and the Nest people, which is an Amazon product, or I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
If the fact that they're looking at you and listening to you oogs you out a little bit, I'd say that's enough.
Hey, yeah. If they're looking at me in my underpants, they'll be sorry.
Yeah, joke's on you guys.
You know, you're talking about data collection, and I'm sitting here holding my American Community Survey, which was sent to me by the Commerce Department. Big letters on the outside envelope.
Oh, tomorrow, let's go through that thoroughly.
Yeah, your request is required by law. Your response is required by law.
That's right. Let me see that envelope.
Yeah.
Wow, it actually says you're compelled by law to answer that.
Yes. I've got envelopes on my coffee table from about a year ago that say time-sensitive material. They put all sorts of words on the outside envelopes.
This here's what led up to this. First, I got a little kind of a letter saying, hey, you've been picked to do the American Community Survey. We'd like you to go on your computer and answer our questions.
And it's kind of a pre-census?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm gathering. They're saying, we use this information to help out your local community and county and, providing
what's the official
for
thing
needs.
It's called?
And the American Community Survey. And I said, you know something, I'm not going to go on the computer. And they said, okay. And then a week later, they sent me another letter saying, you haven't responded to our first letter about getting on your computer and answering our questions. You really need to do this. If not, we'll send you a paper form. And then a week after that, they sent me the paper form.
So
what I'm curious about is if I don't answer the paper form, do they send a person out to my house?
I would guess they do. Way back in the day, I was playing with this band, and I got in an argument with the lead guitarist. And he said, oh, great, Joe's broken out his authority voice. And I thought, oh, that is such a good burn. It's me, but that's such a good burn. So now I'm going to use my authority voice. Question, do I have to answer the questions on the American Community Survey? Yes, your response to this survey is required by law.
Yes.
Title 13 U.S. Code, Sections 141, 193, and 221. Title 13, as changed by Title 18, imposes a penalty for not responding. We estimate this survey will take 40 minutes to complete. They do not mention the penalty. I can only assume it's death.
Yes.
You're going to have a cell next to El Chapo and Supermax.
Right. They will bring people to the door, though. I know that in 2010, I was part of the census, and they actually had people come out.
So this seems to be something that is done by the Census Bureau that they just do in between the every 10-year census just to kind of keep stuff updated and get more accurate response.
So they do that like every year? I thought it was maybe a prep for the 2020 census.
I'm very confused about this. I mean, I've never come across this ever. And again, it's for me, it's like 10 pages of questions. And I mean, it ranges from, you know, how many agricultural products have you sold at your home in the last year?
How many?
To are you Cuban? I mean, what?
Are you?
It's not just a matter of how many people live in your house and do you have a toilet?
What a pisser it'd be if you if you didn't fill this out and you end up breaking rocks in the hot sun for the next 10 years of your life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I could just see A&G saying, Marshall, we don't really know what happened to him.
Well, I'm just glad we have an idea for tomorrow's one more thing. And more importantly, it'll be easy.
Well, I guess that's it.